Hi everyone, my name is Liam and I'm a professional choreographer and street dance instructor. I'm here today to talk to you about an exciting initiative I'm running for young people. Now, when people see me doing street dance, they often assume I started out breakdancing in a park as a kid. Actually, I studied contemporary dance briefly, but my primary training was in ballet, which I did for over 10 years. That classical background gave me a great foundation, but I eventually realized street dance was my true passion.
What I love about street dance and why it appeals so much to the youth demographic is its image. It is universally perceived as being cool. With classical styles, you're often bound by very rigid rules and traditions. While discipline is certainly important, teenagers really appreciate the freedom they get with street dance. They can adapt the moves to express their own individuality and personality, which is crucial at that age.
Because it is so popular, street dance is a fantastic, highly effective tool to get young people away from their screens and physically active. The local council recognised this potential. We had plenty of enthusiasm and we initially asked if they could provide us with some donated equipment. Instead, we were absolutely thrilled when they offered us substantial financial support to officially expand our youth program. It was a massive validation of our work.
Make no mistake, though, street dance is incredibly physically demanding. It promotes intense physical exertion. Many people think that having upper body strength is the main requirement, and while that certainly helps for certain acrobatic moves, what you really need above all else is incredible stamina. Getting through a high-energy 3-minute routine without collapsing takes serious cardiovascular endurance.
To make the project as accessible as possible, we needed the right venue. We looked into renting a professional dance studio downtown, and we also considered using the local high school gym. However, we ultimately decided to base our classes at a community centre right in the heart of the neighbourhood. It just felt much more welcoming and easy for the kids to get to.
When it comes to gear, the great thing about street dance is that you don't need to buy expensive, specialised outfits. Baggy tracksuits and comfortable T-shirts are the norm. However, if you are going to spend money on anything, I always tell my students that a high-quality pair of trainers is an absolute must. You have to protect your feet and joints from the hard impact of the floor. Things like knee pads or cool baseball caps are strictly optional.
The physical fitness aspect is obvious, but the psychological benefits are just as significant, if not more so. I've watched shy kids who wouldn't even look anyone in the eye completely transform over a few months. While it's great when they master a difficult routine, the visible boost to their self-esteem is what I find most rewarding about my job.
We also want the kids to have goals to work towards, so we regularly organise public performances. We decided not to enter the regional dance championships this year, as it felt a bit too competitive. Instead, we put on a massive showcase at a summer festival last month. The atmosphere was electric and the crowd was incredibly supportive.
The public reaction has been brilliant. We got a lovely write-up in the local newspaper, which we were happy with. But even better, an independent filmmaker approached us and shot a short documentary about our initiative. We put it online, and it's already had thousands of views. A few people even asked if we had been on television.
So, what are our plans for the future? We are looking at the possibility of starting teacher training courses, but my main priority right now is organising a tour for our senior dance crew next spring. We want to travel around the country, performing and inspiring other young people to get moving. It's going to be a lot of work, but totally worth it.